We'll pray. Our Father, we speak to the very open ear in heaven, the very highest of the high. We can come into thy presence and we can come to no one higher. We can go to no place higher. We come by faith. We come through the Lord Jesus Christ, who came from the heights of heaven and he came to earth. He didn't live as a king here. He lived as a boy in a very poor home, and then eventually became a carpenter himself and worked with his hands. And eventually he was the one who very publicly moved and worked and did miracles that no one else could do. And there proved that he is from heaven. He is God himself, possessing the very nature of God, and yet truly a man who did carpentry work and did miracles with his own hands and his voice. And we thank thee for the marvelous story of the Lord Jesus and what he did for us. We would just pray that today they'll give help, and tonight in the Philippines that they'll help and bless, and a little message from the Bible. We'll remember each one that does suffer. We would think of Bea Capelli, just pray for her with her need and the need of the family. Pray for them. We commit the McNeil family to thee at home here, having lost a daughter and a family that's lost a mother and a wife that's gone home to heaven. We would just pray for thy blessing. And Lord, we remember anyone else who is suffering that we don't know about. We just pray for help for them and for salvation and for help in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, we're going to ask Kate to read in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. Or not Kate,
Teresa is
going to read. What am I saying?
It's okay, Kuya. I know it's so fresh.
Kate is on point, but yeah.
Anyway, so maganda pong umaga sa ating lahat. At ako po ay babasahin ko po sa Tagalog ang 1 Peter 2 and 24. Right, Kuya David?
Yes.
Okay. So I... Sa Tagalog po, sabi po sa 1 Peter 2 and 24, na siya rin ang nagdala ng ating mga kasalanan sa kanyang katawan sa ibabaw ng kahoy upang pagkamatay natin sa mga kasalanan ay mga buhay tayo sa katuwiran, na dahil sa kanyang mga sugat ay nangagsigaling kayo.
We'll read it in English now, 1 Peter 2, verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. I love very simple gospel verses.
Ito po ay napakasimpleng mabuting balita na binasa po natin.
This is a very simple gospel verse.
Ito po ay pinaka-simpleng mabuting balita na verses na nabasa po natin.
The central figure in this verse is the Lord Jesus Christ.
At ang pinaka-gitnang figura or ang pinaka-gitnang importante natin na nabasa natin sa verse na po ito ay ang Panginoong Hesukristo.
So when I say that I love a good simple gospel verse, it's a good news verse about the Lord Jesus.
So kung sinasabi po namin na gustong-gusto po namin ang napaka-simpleng verses, ay dahil ito po'y tungkol sa ating Panginoong Hesukristo.
So the very first point that I want to make in this verse is that there is a person that is being emphasized, the central figure, the Lord Jesus.
Ang unang punto po na ating pagbubulay-bulayan ay ang Panginoong Hesukristo na siyang pinakasentro ng ating binasa na verse na po ito.
Of course, there are other people that are referred to as well in the verse, but we're really thinking of the Lord Jesus first.
Sa katunayan nga po, may mga iba ding taong binanggit sa verses na ito, ngunit po ang ating pong pagbubulay-bulayan o pag-iisipan ay ang Panginoong Hesukristo na siyang sentro ng lahat.
Back in verse 21, we learn about this person, that he's one who knew, who suffered actually, he knew suffering.
At sa kung babalikan po natin ang verse 21, ay makikita po natin ang tao, ang si Panginoong Hesukristo na nagbata ng lahat ng alam ang paghihirap.
That's a very interesting thing because the person we are telling you about is actually God.
At ito po ang pinaka-interesadong bagay dahil ang persona na amin pong babanggitin sa inyo sa araw na ito ay actually isa pong katunayan po ay isang Diyos.
The Bible teaches us about the Trinity or a triune God.
At ang Biblia po ay tinuturo po sa atin ang Trinity or ang tatlong persona at tatlong Diyos.
We have God the Father, we have God the Son, and we have God the Spirit.
Meron po tayong ang Panginoong Ama, ang Ama at ang Anak at ang Diyos Anak at ang Diyos na Banal na Espiritu.
God is a supreme, is the supreme being, actually, the supreme being who is above all others, all angels, all authorities, all rulers on earth. He's above all.
At ang Diyos po o ang Panginoon po ay siya po ang pinaka importante or ang pinaka supreme being. I don't know what the Tagalog of it.
One that is above all.
Siya po ang pinaka mataas sa buong mundo o sa lahat-lahat na meron tayo dito.
He dwells in a place where there is no sin or suffering.
Siya po ay nakatira sa isang lugar kung saan wala pong paghihirap o kasalanan.
But the marvelous message of the good news is that the Lord Jesus left heaven on a journey with a purpose.
At ang pinaka maganda pong nangyari sa na mabuting balita ay ang Panginoong Hesukristo po ay umalis po sa kanyang kinaroroonan upang iligtas ang buong mundo.
That's the period of time that we are talking about when he suffered.
At ito po ang ito po yung oras o yung panahon na kung saan po ang Panginoong Hesukristo ay naghirap para sa lahat. Nagpakahirap para sa lahat.
For 33 years, he lived on this earth, a real person, a real man.
At sa tatlong taon, siya po ay namuhay sa mundong ito bilang isang tao, bilang isang totoong tao na namuhay.
And this verse says that when he was here, he suffered.
At ang verses na binasa po natin na nung siya'y nandito sa mundo, siya po ay nahirapan o nagpakahirap din.
He suffered actually in a very unique way.
Siya po ay, sa katunayan, ay naranasan ng kahirapan sa pinaka-unique or kakaibang daan.
He suffered when he didn't deserve to suffer.
Siya po ay nagpakahirap kahit hindi niya po deserve or nararapat sa kanya ang paghihirap na iyon.
Many of us experience things in life that are negative that sometimes people don't feel they're worthy of.
Marami po sa atin ang nakakaranas ng kahirapan at ating pong tinatanong ang ating sarili kung karapat dapat ba ito para sa atin.
But for us, there is always some area of our life that's dark, that's secret, that's private, and it's sinful.
At sa ating pong sarili, alam po natin na meron po tayong pagkakataon na napakadilim ng ating kinaroroonan natin at alam po natin na ito ay mali.
But when the Lord Jesus was here, there was no area of his life like that.
Ngunit po nung ang Panginoong Hesukristo ay nandito sa mundo ay wala pong nibahid na kanyang inisip na gumawa ng kasalanan.
Absolutely perfect, he lived as a man amongst other human beings.
Siya po ay namuhay bilang isang tao katulad po natin, ngunit siya po ay isang perpektong tao.
He grew up as a poor boy in Nazareth, likely suffering shame because he was different.
Siya po ay lumaki na isang ordinaryong tao sa Nazareth at siya po rin po ay maaaring na kinutya dahil sa kanyang pamumuhay o sa kanyang standard or sa kanyang pamumuhay bilang isang tao na nakatira sa lugar na iyon.
He worked as a small businessman in a small village.
Siya po ay namuhay bilang isang maliit na negosyante sa kanyang bayan.
He was a carpenter who worked with his hands.
Siya po ay isang karpintero na namuhay at ginamit niya po ang kanyang mga kamay upang magkaroon ng hanap buhay.
He lived in a home where, being the oldest, he knew what it was to experience tragedy when those that it was assumed was his father, that when he died, Joseph.
At siya po ay namuhay sa isang pamilya bilang isang panganay. At naranasan din po niya ang mawala ng isang ama nung ng kanyang ama na si Joseph ay namatay.
The Bible says his own family didn't understand him or believe who he really was.
Maging ang kanyang sariling pamilya ay hindi siya naiintindihan kung sino nga ba siya.
When he began to do miracles displaying the power of God, people didn't believe or understand.
At nung siya po ay nag-umpisa ng mamuhay at maipakita niya ang mga miracle or mga nangyari o mga pangyayari sa kanyang buhay na kung saan gumawa siya ng maraming himala, ay maging ang kanyang pamilya ay hindi siya naintindihan.
There was a mental anguish and suffering that went with these things.
At meron pong pagsubok sa pag-iisip or sa mental or emotional na naranasan niya nung siya po ay gumagawa ng ganitong mga himala.
Eventually, it went beyond what people said, and people began to do very violent things to him at the end.
At marami nga po ang mga tao na hindi umaayon sa kanyang ginagawa at maraming tao ang nangungutya sa kanya.
They put a crown of thorns on his head and they whipped his back.
At ang ginawa sa kanya ay binigyan po siya ng matinik na korona at ang ginawa sa kanya ay the whip, I forget whip Tagalog.
Pinalo.
Or pinalo ang kanyang, pinalo po ang kanyang likod. Pinahirapan po siya.
They slapped him and punched him and tore the beard from his face.
At siya po ay sinampal. At siya po ay sinuntok. Kanya pong hinila ang balbas sa kanyang mukha. Ito po ang mga nangyari sa kanya.
They drove spikes through his hands and his feet and hung him up under the sun to suffer more.
At ginamit nga po ang mga pako, pinako po siya, pinako ang kanyang mga kamay at kanyang mga paa sa krus.
The Bible says he suffered.
At ang Biblia po, sinasabi po na siya ay nahirapan o pinahirapan.
But he suffered in a very unique way. It was unparalleled. And that he suffered, when he suffered, he didn't threaten anyone.
At siya po nga po ay pinahirapan at ito po ay hindi po natin lubos maisip na kakayanin ng tao ang paghihirap na ito.
When they spoke hurtful words, he never returned any of them.
At nung siya ay inalupusta ay hindi nga po siya lumaban o ipinaglaban niya ang kanyang sarili.
Even in his suffering, there was nothing sinful in him.
At maging sa kanyang paghihirap ay hindi po natin makita na may bahid siyang kasalanan.
That's the person this verse is talking about, who his own self bear our sins.
At siya po nga po ang persona na ating pinag-uusapan sa araw na ito.
He could only do that because he is God, he's sinless, and he is a man, he's real, he suffered.
At siya lamang po ang makagagawa nito dahil siya po ay Diyos at siya po ay walang bahid ng kasalanan at siya po ay isang tao.
But the verse goes on to tell us that he took responsibility for our sins. He bare our sins.
Ngunit ang sinasabi po ng Biblia na ang kapansanan ng kasalanan, dinala niya ang ating mga kasalanan.
Now it brings to mind not just the person, but the punishment that he bore.
At ito po ang pangalawang punto na sinasabi po namin, ang kaparusahan ng kasalanan at siya ay nagdala ng ating mga kasalanan.
It's not now looking at what the human race did to him, but it's what God did to him.
Hindi lang nga po natin titignan kung ano ang ginawa ng buong mundo o ng sanlibutan sa kanya, ngunit kung ano ang ginawa ng Diyos Ama sa kanya.
It says that he bore, he carried, he suffered for our sins.
Sinasabi po dito na kanya pong inangkin at kanya pong binata o dinala ang ating mga kasalanan.
We can suffer but not like Christ because we have sins.
Tayo po ay maaaring magkaroon ng kaparusahan or kabigatan ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo nang dahil po sa ating mga kasalanan. Ngunit ang Diyos Panginoong Hesukristo po ay iba.
So we can learn two things from the suffering of the Lord Jesus.
So mapag-aaralan po natin ang dalawang bagay sa nangyari o sa kaparusahan na dinala ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo.
Verse 21 tells us that he actually suffered as an example for us so that we would know how we should suffer.
At ang verse 21 po, makikita nga po natin na siya po ay nagbata dahil sa ating mga kasalanan. At ito po ay magiging halimbawa para sa atin.
But the second thing we learn is that the sufferings of Christ on the cross were different.
At ating pong mapag-aaralan ng pangalawa po na ang suffering or kaparusahan ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo ay iba sa atin.
We learn that on the cross, he was suffering in the place of we who had sinned.
At napag-aralan po natin na ang kanyang kaparusahan ay kapalit ng ating mga kasalanan.
He is the substitute who stepped into the sight of God when sins were there to be suffered for, and he took responsibility.
At siya po ay kapalit natin para sa ating mga kasalanan nung tayo po ay nagkasala sa ibabaw sa mundong ito sa harapan ng ating Diyos.
That's one of the reasons I love this verse because it states so simply that he suffered for our sins.
Kaya nga po napaka gandang pagbubulay-bulayan ito na sa ang Panginoong Jesucristo ay nagdala ng ating mga kasalanan.
All sin must be punished by God.
Dahil nga po ang lahat ng kasalanan ay may kapalit na kabayaran sa harapan ng Diyos.
There's nothing you and I can do to pay for our sins so that it can be forgiven.
Wala nga po tayong magagawa upang ating bayaran ng ating mga kasalanan upang tayo magpatawad.
We only make the problem worse by committing more sins every day.
At napakabigat nga po ito dahil ito'y magiging malala dahil sa ating mga gawa na dadagdagan po ang ating pagkakasala sa harapan ng Diyos.
But if you want to know your sins are forgiven here in life, the Bible tells us how it can happen.
Ngunit kung gusto niyo pong malaman kung paano po, what's that again, Kuya?
You want to know forgiveness from your sins, how it can be forgiven, the Bible tells us how we can be forgiven.
At kung gusto niyo pong malaman ang kapatawaran, maaaring matanggap natin ang kapatawaran ng Diyos, ang Biblia po ay magsasabi nito.
Verse 25 tells us that we can turn to the one who is the shepherd, the one who is the substitute, and we can come to him, the shepherd and bishop of our souls, in verse 25.
At sa verse 25 nga po, makikita po natin na tayo yung mga tupang nangaliligaw, datapwat ngayon ay nangagbalik kayo sa pastor at obispo ng iyong mga kaluluwa.
So as simply as I can speak to you today, I want you to know that your sins can be forgiven simply by coming to the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting what He did for your sins.
At sa napakasimple pong mensahe ng Diyos sa araw na ito, ay tanggapin po natin ang Panginoong Jesucristo at ang kinin at malaman po natin kung ano ang ginawa niya sa krus para sa ating mga kasalanan.
You can accept it because that's what God did. He did it. He made Him suffer.
At tayo po ay maaari po natin itong tanggapin dahil ito po ang ginawa ng Diyos. Pinarusahan niya po ang kanyang sariling anak.
And Christ willingly became that substitute that we needed.
At ang Panginoong Jesucristo po ay kanyang tinanggap ang kaparusahan ito dahil kailangan po natin.
He willingly took the weight, the burden, the responsibility, the punishment for our sins.
At kanya pong inangkin itong sarili ang lahat ng kaparusahan para sa ating mga kasalanan.
And the end of verse 24 says that by His stripes we are healed.
At ang pangatlo po ay ang kapayapaan. Sa kanyang mga sugat ay nangagsigaling tayo.
So we've talked about the person who is unique, the Lord Jesus.
So pinag-usapan po natin ng persona, ang Panginoong Jesucristo.
We've talked about the punishment He bore for our sins.
At pinag-usapan po natin ng kaparusahan ng kasalanan, dinala niya po ang kanyang ang ating mga kasalanan.
But the verse speaks about a peace that we can have, a satisfaction, a rest, knowing all is forgiven.
At ang verses po ay pinag-usapan din po ang kapayapaan. Sa kanyang mga sugat ay nagsigaling tayo.
It's not saying we can be healed from physical sicknesses through His work on the cross.
Hindi po ito sinasabi na tayo po ay maaaring gumaling sa mga physical na sakit para ng ating mga katawan sa ginawa niya sa krus.
It says we can be made whole or made complete. We can be saved by His work on the cross.
Sinasabi po dito na tayo ay magiging buo, tayo ay magkakaroon ng kapatawaran ng kasalanan at ng salvation kung tayo po ay maniniwala at tatanggapin ang kanyang ginawa sa krus.
In other words, you can have peace because the Lord Jesus died for sins and we can be forgiven.
At sa makatuwid nga po, tayo po'y magkakaroon ng kapayapaan dahil ang Panginoong Hesukristo po ay namatay at tayo po'y mapapatawad sa ating mga kasalanan.
It is a wonderful way to live, knowing that my sins are gone. They are forgiven.
At ito po, napakaganda mga pong mamuhay na malaman po natin na ang ating mga kasalanan ay napatawad na.
There is nothing that can be compared with the peace of knowing Jesus died for me and I know I'm saved from my sins.
At well, hindi nga po ito mapapalitan ng kung ano na malalaman po natin na may kapayapaan po tayo na malaman natin ng ating mga kasalanan ay napatawad na at ang Panginoong Hesukristo ay namatay para sa akin.
If you don't have this peace today, you can. We're going to read the verse again in verse 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes, by whose wounds we are healed.
At kung wala nga po kayong kapayapaan na ito, ito po'y maaaring mangyari sa araw na ito. At sinabi-sabi po sa verse 1 Peter 2 and 24, na siya rin ang nagdala ng ating mga kasalanan sa kanyang katawan, sa ibabaw ng kahoy, upang pagkamatay natin sa mga kasalanan ay mga buhay tayo sa katuwiran, na dahil sa kanyang mga sugat ay nagsigaling tayo.
If you don't know this peace that comes with salvation, I urge you to reach out to to someone you know, maybe on this meeting group, to ask how you can have it, and read your Bible and find how you can know for sure that you are saved and forgiven.
Kung hindi niyo po alam ang kapayapaan na ito, ay maaari po kayong mag-reach out or i-message po or i-text ang mga taong nag-imbita sa inyo sa araw na ito. At basahin po natin ang ating Biblia, pagbulay-bulayan po natin ito at malalaman po natin kung ano ang tunay na kapayapaan na maaaring maangkin natin.
Thank you for listening. Now we'll pray. Our Father, we give thanks for thy Son and for what he has done for us. And we would just commit this message to thee. We've tried to be brief, but we've tried to be clear and simple, and we would pray for every listener. If any do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, we pray that they'll come to know him today. All the peace of sins forgiven. We pray for help and blessing. Thank thee for Teresa translating today, and ask you that there'll be a clear understanding of the message of the Bible today for the listeners. And we would thank thee for the peace that we have of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And that we are forgiven. And we give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.